Hello, everyone, and happy February 28th. It's the last day of February, the shortest month of the year. And with that notion, I would like to talk about witchcraft femdom, specifically cleansing your space. Because as a witch, any type of spiritual practitioner, it's very important for us to keep our space energetically clear, because you come into contact with so many different things and so many different people that as a practitioner, as a witch, it's very important to protect your energy. Really, it's important for anybody to protect their energy. And so I decided to do this post talking about all of the different ways that you can cleanse your space and the different ways that you can avoid getting overrun by toxic energy. Because if you don't cleanse your space and if you don't clear your energy, that can happen. You can become overrun with negative energy, and it will affect your mood and it will affect your interactions with people. So one of my first tips for clearing your energy is to be in your body. I know it sounds whatever, not witchcrafty, but being in your body is the fastest way, fastest to clear your energy. Go for a run, go for a walk, you're outside, you get some fresh air, do some yoga, do Pilates, dance, jump around, just be in your body. And when you get a nice, you know, when you heat your body up and you get a nice workout going and you're sweating and you're actually clearing toxins out of your body when you sweat, and also by being active, you're clearing your energy. That's how that works. So it puts you back in your body. It gets you back to yourself when you're frazzled, when people have been getting on your nerves, when you are unable to bitch slap someone because it's just not professional. Like if you work in an office, you know, and your boss is getting on your nerves, you can't slap your boss, right? Or your coworkers. So it's better to just go for a run and clear it on out. Just clear it all out. And another thing I like to do is just take a bath. Take a nice hot, you know, or warm bubble bath and soak. Use your favorite bath bomb. Use like some bath oils. I like to use, you can actually make your own bath bombs if you know how to do that. I'm not going to do that right now. I'm not going to go into that right now, but you can look it up. You know, if you're savvy like me, just look it up. You'll find it. As far as essential oils, there are different ones. Lavender is really good for clearing your energy, and so is rosemary oil. I have a bunch because I collect them and I use them in my everyday life, and so sometimes when I take a bath, I'll make my own witchy bath and just soak and clear my energy and cleanse my body. Another good thing to use in the tub is apple cider vinegar. Just put a few cups of it in your bathtub and soak in it. Vinegar actually is good for cleansing. It's good for the skin. And it can be absorbed through the skin to just clean out your system and clean out toxins. So it's good for that. And lastly, cleansing your space. The space that you primarily spend a lot of time in when you're home. Or if you're at work or wherever you are. Clean up your room. Again, not doesn't sound very witchcrafty, but I used to I used to be a hoarder. Like, I would keep everything because my mother was a hoarder and she used to keep everything. So I had an excuse to keep every little thing, and I finally just started clearing everything out. I started donating stuff to the Salvation Army, old clothes, books, going through papers. So yeah, clean up your fucking room. I know your parents used to tell you that, right? Clean up your room. But no, I'm serious. There is something very peace-giving about having a clear space for me. Do your laundry. Take everything off your bed and wash everything on the bed. Wash your sheets, wash your blankets, wash your pillows. Put your favorite fabric softener in during the rinse cycle. There is nothing like going to bed in a clean bed with clean, fresh smelling sheets at the end of the day. That will help you rest better. It'll help you feel better. What else was I going to tell you? Open up your windows. Now, if you have one specific room that you're in a lot, open up the windows in that room and just let the fresh air in. Let it circulate. Let it clear out your space. Burn some incense. Burn a candle. Light a candle. Choose your favorite color. White candles are good for cleansing. Also, blue candles are good for peace. I'm not going to go through all the different colors, but if you want to cleanse your space, light a white candle and burn your favorite incense. I like Nag Champa. I like dragon's blood. I like them all. I love incense. I love love incense. So open a window, burn some incense, and then just sit in your room, you know, sit down, get comfortable, close your eyes, and just focus on your breathing and just meditate. I've been meditating on and off. I used to be really diligent about it, and then I kind of got lazy. So meditating is another very fast way to clear your mind. And there's some other stuff that I do, but those are my secrets. And what I will tell you right now is that a witch is never going to tell you all of her secrets. She's never going to tell you all of the things that she does. And so I'm not going to tell you all the things that I do, because some of them are witchy, esoteric stuff that I'm not going to give away, that I do, my own little grimoire. So I hope this has helped you. And if you have any tips or input of your own, like, you know, you can share with me what you do. Oh, I forgot one of the most important things. Drink water. Drink as much water as you can without water, you know, overloading yourself. Water not only is good for your circulation, it's good for your body, but it helps clean out your system and it helps clean out toxins. So if you're feeling yucky, drink water. I know some people that believe water is like the be-all, end-all, fix-all for everything. I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe anything, but I will tell you that I feel better when I drink more water. It just clears me out. It helps me clear my head. It helps me focus. So those are my tips for you. And I hope that you have enjoyed these little tidbits. And if you'd like to share your tips, if you'd like to share the things that you do when you get a little growly and you just need a timeout, I'd love to hear them. Leave them in my comments. And if you want to do a witchcraft femdom session with me, you can call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. And I hope you've enjoyed the blog post and the audio, and I will talk to all of you soon. Be well and have fun.